The West Live. The West Live with Jenna Clark. Brought to you by Neds. Take it to the Neds level. Gamble responsibly. 1-800-858-858. The Wild West.
Ben O'Shea, good morning, my friend.
Jenna Clark, I just ran over from the newsroom.
I'm sorry.
Made it just in time, totally not out of breath.
You take a moment. Now, it's been a big weekend. Telethon was all happening. We saw your good friend Kate Walsh take to the main stage last night. She even participated in It to Win It with Matt Tinney. What's been happening out and about with you in the Wild West?
Well, you know, just can I say on telethon,
yeah,
you look spectacular as well at the telethon ball. That number, that Empire Rose number, was a showstopper.
Yes, Kath is amazing. And look, I wasn't at the ball. I sauntered through, grabbed a slider and headed back to the broadcast over at the theatre. It was so much fun. It was good fun.
Yeah, it was amazing and a great result as well. Talking about great results, mm-hmm. We've had a great result when it comes to everybody's favourite, well, certainly my favourite, critically endangered bird species.
Yes.
I love it. The Western Ground Parrot.
You do love this. And I love the fact that I remember it.
Yeah. And I've been dealing with this little kind of community organisation that has put it upon themselves to try and protect this bird.
Yeah.
Called the Friends of the Western Ground Parrot Society.
Amazing.
And they've been going for years. Mm-hmm. And this is a bird that for a long time people thought was extinct because it's very, very secretive. It's reclusive. It's like a little hermit bird.
Love it.
And because it lives on the ground and it's green, it's actually pretty hard to spot.
They're so pretty. I've only seen them in photos.
It's a very pretty little, almost like a budgie kind of a bird. Maybe that's selling it short. But it's got a very distinctive song. And that's really the only way they know they're still alive, because you really don't see them at all. They kind of come out at sunrise and sunset and just flit around and then go back into their, you know, wherever they nest on the ground.
Yeah.
And so with all the fires that went through the great southern region over Christmas, mm-hmm. there was real fears that they'd lost a lot of habitat and this critically endangered bird would be even more endangered and maybe even extinct. But in the last couple of weeks, the researchers and the rangers and the Friends of the Western Ground Parrot down there have been noticing an actual increase in the number of juvenile Western Ground Parrot songs that they've been hearing. So it's actually giving hope that this species might be on the rebound.
This is fantastic news.
It's great news, right?
Yeah. Oh, that's marvellous.
Yeah.
So the things that may not be on the rebound is Christmas.
Yeah,
COVID.
Yeah, Christmas in under COVID. It's like we're lucky over here, and you're tempted to think as a West Aussie that the pandemic doesn't exist. It's like it's really not happening in Western Australia at all.
No,
even though we have plenty of cases in hotel quarantine, but
more
not,
than 50 now.
Yeah, I know, which is scary to think that you know there's just a hotel security door
swipe key
yeah, totally. Away from getting out. But you know, it's not exactly totally safe hazmat situation there. It's like the Intercontinental. Like, good luck, everybody. But there are a lot of national and international businesses in Western Australia who have a set of protocols mm-hmm. that apply across their whole business. So, say, for example, if you go to Uniqlo at Karrinup, they'll take your temperature and the staff are wearing masks.
Right.
That's just the policy of the company internationally. And so, you know, in
makes
WA,
sense.
Where it's not really applicable, they still do it.
Yep.
And so for Westfield, the Westfield shopping centres, this is going to apply to the famous, the iconic photo with Santa.
Oh, I love those.
Yeah. So it's a rite of passage, I would say.
Especially the ones now, like I don't want your posed smiling teeth with kids. I want the crying, screaming, struggling to get away from the big guy. So it's not going to happen this year.
No, it is going to happen, but this is where it becomes a bit weird. So it's going to happen, but it's going to be socially distanced.
That's
so
weird.
Instead of a sort of a portrait that you get, you snap with the little bubba and then you give it to Nana on Christmas, it's going to be landscape. So the kids are going to be like 2 metres away from Santa and he's just kind of sitting on his Pat Malone on his little chair, to be honest with you, I'm actually surprised it took COVID to get to this point. Like the idea, because it's like, you know, and I don't want to spoil it for anybody out there, but I'm pretty sure that by now everybody knows that the shopping center Santa, he's just kind of like a helper.
He's an apprentice.
He's an apprentice.
Yeah.
He's not like the real St. Nick, right?
But the apprentices don't earn a lot of money. So any type of apprentice. So it's good that they have these gigs, these paying gigs in the lead up to the silly season.
It's awesome. But I wouldn't necessarily, I think the time has passed. I think as a society, we've moved past the point where you just give your kids to a dude and have them sit on his lap.
Like, it's a big call.
And so I think the socially distanced Santa is weird. Like, maybe you could just stand next to the Santa, maybe, or something.
Are you going to feel, hopefully, like, the background will be filled, or is it just going to be like, because you know how the set is quite small, him on his throne with the beautiful, lush background, and then just you standing next to the Aldi sign going, hi, exactly. Holding my neck.
You see Gloria Jean's there, like, toasted ham and cheese and coffee special in the background.
Can I upgrade to a macchiato? Thanks.
Like, that's how it kind of looked to me. So, but on the plus side, you might get more kids who are actually enjoying the experience as opposed to totally, you know, losing their bananas and just going mental.
This is true. So producer Mel said this morning that how about getting Santa to wear a mask over his beard to at least commemorate the experience. But I can't imagine handing a kid to a bloke, a stranger with a beard on, with a mask.
With a mask.
Jesus. Yeah.
Or put a mask on the kids.
True.
Yeah. Like, you can do something, but so there you go. So it will still be happening. This tradition will still be happening, but it just won't look quite the same.
Okay, well that's fine.
That's
we just
life
have to make
2020.
Look at us in WA. We're whinging about not having a photograph with Santa. Meanwhile, Victorians are still locked down.
Yeah, which is amazing in itself. Like, no cases. Like, it's going to get to the point where I think they go, hey, Dan, Andrews, what's the deal, bro? You made some promises. You're not sticking to them.
But, yeah, it's going to get messy over there for sure. Ben O'Shea, thank you so very much for joining us. We'll see you in the Wild West tomorrow.
Sounds good.